from the Alaska Public Radio Network. This is Alaska News Nightly for Friday the 13th of June, 2003. Good evening. I'm Steve Heimel. Still to come on Alaska News Nightly, property rights advocates push a transportation corridor assertion in a national park.
We do have the right to use that road with motorized vehicles because it is a valid state existing right-of-way.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by the University of Alaska College Savings Plan. Contributions can be made directly through the PFD. Investors are advised to read the plan disclosure document before investing. Information available at 1-866-668-7731.
And by the second annual KDLL Art and Music Festival, Saturday, June 21st in Kenai, featuring live from noon until midnight, music by the English Bay Band, Mulbetta Blues, and more. 283-8433 for information.
Relations between the residents of McCarthy and the National Park Service have never been easy. The town is nestled in the middle of Wrangell-St. Elias National Park, not even created until 1980, when the long battle over the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act finally ended. Private inholdings in the Wrangells are often completely surrounded by these new parklands. And things have taken a turn for the worse lately, after the Park Service notified a local family that they may be violating the law. APRN's Jessica Cochran reports.
The Pilgrim family moved to McCarthy just over a year ago. They bought 400 acres of property about 14 miles from town, up McCarthy Creek. The family, whose legal last name is Hale, includes Papa and his wife Country Rose, and 15 children, ranging in age from 7 months to 27 years. The Pilgrim family leader says they moved from New Mexico several years ago, looking for a place deeper in the wilderness to live off the land.
We do the things we know so well, you know, ride horses, and milk goats, and raise chickens, and feed the family. That's mainly our thing. And we knew that we were going to have to spend a great deal of time and all of our resources to pay for the land over the next 10 years, but we all accepted that, and the one reason that it did, it made sense that the permanent fund at that time would have taken care of all of that.
The family has cleared their land using a bulldozer, and the Park Service believes they've overstepped their property boundaries. Gary Candelaria, superintendent of Wrangell-St. Elias National Park, says if there's been damage to public lands, the Park Service has an obligation to take action.
Our concerns are that there's been clearing going on at their on their private property at McCarthy Creek, and that some of that clearing activity has potentially, and we believe, has actually impacted public lands around their property. Our interest is to survey the boundary so we can determine where their property ends and where public lands begin, and then, if necessary, do an assessment of what damage has been inflicted on public lands by their activities.
Some local residents doubt the family hurt park lands. They describe them as peaceful and law-abiding. And they're upset about another issue, the way the Park Service is dealing with the route the family uses to access the property. Park Service officials say the Pilgrims used a bulldozer to improve the route and in some places veered off the old trail, creating a new road on park land without permission. McCarthy resident Lori Rowland says the Park Service posted signs in April. She saved one of them.
Okay, and these signs said, public notice, no motorized vehicles are permitted to use the illegal roads bulldozed on federal land located in the McCarthy Creek drainage connecting the state land around the town of McCarthy with the Marvelous Mill site private property.
The trail has been asserted by the state as an RS-2477 right-of-way. RS-2477 is an old statute that allowed the creation of public routes over federal property and guarantees access along those routes no matter who now owns the land. Rowland says that means the family can access their land however they want.
But our understanding is that because this is a state right-of-way, that is like a corridor where the Park Service really has not much to say about how you get up and down that trail.
That may be overstating it. The Park Service says it has not recognized the state's claim to the route, and until the state and federal agencies agree, its legal status is ambiguous. Even if it is an RS-2477, state and federal agencies say the Park Service, as the underlying landowner, has some rights to place reasonable conditions on the use of the route. And then there's the bulldozer. State rules allow general access on RS-2477 routes, but require a permit for any heavy equipment and road improvements. Bob Loeffler directs the Division of Mining, Land, and Water for the Department of Natural Resources. He says if the family did bulldoze the trail or veer from the historical route, they broke the law.
The bulldozer needs a permit from the state, and we have not given a permit, nor been approached for one. I mean, certain kinds of hand clearing on state land does not require a permit, but clearly heavy equipment work, especially on an unsurveyed RS-2477 where you may not be on it, clearly needs a permit from the state.
Pilgrim wouldn't say if his family used a bulldozer on the road because he's received a letter from the Justice Department that suggests legal action may be coming. But Lori Rowland says the family didn't stray from the traditional route, and if they used the bulldozer, it was only for light maintenance. The issue has created quite a stir in a town where many residents resent the new rules and permit requirements that have developed since the area became a park. A new group has formed in support of the Pilgrim family. Residents of the Wrangells has sent emails and put up a website to provide information. The story has been picked up by national property rights advocates and is featured on the American Land Rights Association website. Park Service officials feel that residents are deliberately inflaming the situation, trying to turn it into an access issue. But Park Superintendent Gary Candelaria says the park never wanted to block access to the land. He says the controversy could have been avoided if the family had just followed policies.
There was no necessity to get to this state of confrontation and disagreement if they'd have just talked to us. And for over a year, we've tried to contact and communicate with the Pilgrims, and they've refused to communicate with us.
Pilgrim says he didn't trust the Park Service from the beginning and decided the safest way to communicate was by public notice. He returned letters from the Park Service unopened and says he was never told he might need a permit to use the road. He understands the need for policies, but says the Park Service has a history of treating people poorly and ignoring tradition in pursuit of its objective to protect lands.
They don't see people. They see their own personal objective. That's their policy. And if anybody were to, any of these 99%, of the people that are in the cities throughout the United States, if they were to look at what the Park Service, their track record, what they really do to people, to families, their traditions, their customs, and their generations, it's really, really horrific.
The Pilgrim family has hired a lawyer to help them defend what they see as their property rights. In the meantime, the Park Service has tried to de-escalate the situation. They had planned a complete survey and assessment of damage to public lands around the property and road corridor. Up to 50 people would have been involved. They say because the situation has become confrontational, that's become a simple survey of property boundaries by a three-person BLM survey crew, accompanied by one park ranger. They'll begin work this month. In Anchorage, I'm Jessica Cochran.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by your local public radio station. If you know someone who is pregnant and drinking, take the time to say something to them. Help them find the resources and support to stop drinking now.